Something that we spoke about yesterday, based on the Rambam, in Perek Tetzvav, I'm going to put it on the board. Nah, I don't want to put it on the board again. Either you were here, you weren't here. Those who have we have to go on the board for other things anyway. Amalei should read the Rambam. Those of you who have it in the back and you're in Mishpat Amalei, it's always better to see things, in my opinion, in paper than on the screen. But not everybody agrees with me. People sometimes prefer screens in the younger generation. Okay? Is the Rambam the last halacha? This sounds very, very eerily like a copy of the two obligations that a man has to a father. Here's the word covered. And ish yim tiro, and the word moro. Certainly sounds very much like that. And the question is this really true or is it not true? Is there an obligation of kibud amora of a husband? And I'm trying to review with you. We started a little bit yesterday. A maimer that I already referred to you once. I forgot all about this one. This is in a Beis Yitzchak from Lamed Ches, some 8-9 years ago. We were discussing some already yesterday in the Shia. Last week or before, I read to you what I had written over here. That don't expect your wife to wash your feet anymore because times have changed. That's what I read to you, man. You shouldn't, don't leave your house once a month anymore. That's where I'm also just marking upon the sheet. Let's see it inside already now. Jump ahead a little bit. Perek Yud Gimel. It also doesn't, no longer true.
Yeah. I also have the legacy to give all the discussions about don't make it oppressive because then they won't be reliable.
That's also, that's what I'm getting. That's one of the marathons we saw yesterday. The Magad Mishnah, I'll show you later the Magad Mishnah quotes, shouldn't be an aim or yaseir or betol peso. Okay? This is the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel in Ilchus Ishus. Avu Gnayu le'isha shetia yotza mitomen pam b'chutz pam rechovos. Yesh lo ba'alam noa ishto mizeh. Lo yanichena. Lo tzeis. Elikim opam achas b'chodesh. You know what? I'll be liberal. Opam ayam b'chodesh kiti atzorah. Remarkably, Rabbi Osai, this halacha in Rambam is not quoted verbatim in the Shulchan Aruch. Left it out completely. The first five halachas in Rambam, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, Hey, they're also on the Marma Kamas, are quoted verbatim in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Ayin Gimel. It's all on the Numa Kamas sheet.
He doesn't
give a reason on the Rambam. And this line, this halacha in Rambam is only quoted in half part in the Ramah in that same siman, in the middle of nowhere. I'm just letting you know that we'll come to all this in detail. But the fundamental premise of today is to discuss this question. Is there an obligation of covenant moro or is there not? So in order to understand this, you have to understand what covenant moro really is. Let's understand what the things are. We saw the moro yesterday. Covenant is to give physical support, feeding, Machil, Mashke, Malbish, Machasa, Motzi, these kind of things. That's what's called Kavod. What's called Mora? Mora is called Eino Soster is Devaro. So we mentioned already yesterday, we mentioned it again today, we'll start with this, Rabbi Osai. There's a big problem. When the Gemara has a Masechta Kiddushin that a woman who's married is Ptura from Mora of A, Ish Imer of Tiro. Why only ish na isha? Because once she's rishus acherim aleha. Frek the Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrachi on the Rashi in that same Rashi quotes the Gemara in bringing the parashas kedoshim. But mora just means I'm not going to sit in the seat. If I'm with my husband, he's a miles away. I'm it's easy to keep mora. Ain't a soster as tavarov. Daddy says white, and I say black. If I'm 100 miles away, it's easier to keep mora. Why is the Gemara saying Kiddushin that once a woman is married, she can no longer keep Mora? Isn't that a great Kasha? That's not my Kasha. The Mizrahi, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, that's the Kasha I showed you yesterday on the screen. The Mashah makes reference to that. Mashah says, look in the Ra'am. Ra'am can sometimes mean Rabbi Leslie Mimitz, we have sometimes, but it also means Rabbi Leo Mizrahi. That's what it means in this context. Look in the Rabbi Leo Mizrahi. That's what he says in Ein Nuinya. That's a very big Kish. We don't use, unless Chazal say it, we don't say it. But the Maral and the Gurariye strongly disapproves of the of the Mizrahi. And he quotes, I'm going to read you the words of the Gerarie, because we can't, it's not on our Bar Ilan. I'm reading the word Gerarie's words. Umasha Ovar al Dvorov v'lo hishkiach aleihem, who over al Moro, v'hainu darmina liel, isha eina sipek biyotolas, and this lashon of the Gemara, Rashi quotes it, ulif omer mitzricha lava, kagon, sha'oma lo avia hachileini, v'hi eina osa, he overes v'mora. She doesn't obey. Get an impression of Osai that obedience is itself a requirement in terms of more, not kibbutz. No, kibbutz just means give me my slippers, give me my tea, give me my coat. That's cover. But over here, the fact that she doesn't listen, that's considered to be more, because in a certain sense it's what's called soser es devara. That could be. But the Maral goes further than that. And says the Gemara gave cases, listen very carefully, of covered below Mora and Mora below covered. Ezu covered, you give him his food and drink. Ezu Mora, you don't sit in the seat. But these are both not the primary mitzvah of respecting parents. That means the relationship. This is again, I read the lashon of the Marami Prague in explaining that Gemara. It's like this. Says, Av tells the son to do something, didn't do it. You're over on covered and on Mora. Both. The Gemara's case, I come and give you food. You didn't ask me. That's covered and not Mora. I sit in your seat. That's Mora and not covered. But the father says, give me something, you give it. It's covered and Mora. Both. You get the impression that you don't obey, it's a problem. Now this idea, which is found in the Marat, the Gurai we don't have on our screen, we couldn't get it, and I'm not looking for the Choch, Otsa Choch, but that's too complicated for right now, that's an emergency. Let's try to stick to the Bar Ilan. But we do have a Ramban and Chumash, that we do have. Ramban and Chumash, and the Seres Adibus, on the mitzvah of Kibud Ave. Links. Important. These are the most important mitzvah of all. Keep it on me. What does Ramban say? Kaber es avicha. Okay. Where's his fellas? Lo pirish akos of a covet. Doesn't say it in Chumash. What does covet mean? Shu nilmal min hakovod hanema lemala ba'ovah rishon yizbaruch by Hashem. What's ultimate covet? She yod bo shuavit. You admit that he's your father. V'lo yichbo bo lemor al odom acha shuavit. Shouldn't be something else before, like Avodah Zarah. V'lo yavdenu kiben liyerusha, so ol in acha shitab, man, you don't do it for the, you want Yerusha, so you're just interested in your own gain. Could you imagine this? The Ramban is saying the Kibud Av in some ways reminds us of what? Of Kvod Shemayim. And now watch what's going on over here. And it says in the Gemara that what? You give Laman Alfred Beit, that's what the Gemara says. You give Machal and Mashke. Hukash Kvod on the Kvod Amokom. So Rabbah has a much more overarching understanding. If you want it, if you do what your father says, it's a covered amora. So if you do what Hashem says, do what Hashem says, it's covered amora. It's a very important yisod. A very important yisod. So therefore, you can't say I'm not going to obey my father. I'm not in violation of covered amora. No, that's the essence of covered. Now the sefer hamakne.
But if you use the same logic on mora, mora is not here. Then Yirat Shamayim is not here. It comes from the root re'eh, otherwise it would be pacha, it would be other things. Mora means to know your place, to know your mission, kabbalah, shemayim, which, okay. I mean, the Rambam is precise in his language. If he wanted to say fear, or abdus, he could have said that. He said, just like kavod is like kavod Hashem, Yira might be the same kind of concept as well.
You are correct. Now, unfortunately, I see over here the Hafla we have, it's very good to know on Ksubis, but the Hamakna on Kiddushin is not here. Okay, that's Chaval. And I'm also looking for the Chidushe.
I see
Hamakna. Oh, Hamakna is here. The Hamakna is not in alphabetical order. Oh, it's on the Makna. See that? Thank you. I would have missed it. Let's read the Hamakna in Masechta Kiddushin and see what it says. Kiddushin. Oh, Kiddushin. Let's see how the Hamakna says about Kavod Amora. Here we go. Nira, the Choldava Shemetzav Lo Aviv. After Davash and Lav Hal Shema Namimenu. And Bakal Kibud. Afilahi and the bench should have said Mimenu. Zel Bakal Moro. Shimlo Yishmalo having a sorceress dvaro. Bingo. You don't obey your father, you are concluded. Daddy says that it's I don't know, whatever fact he says. You say daddy, you're wrong. That's of course sorceress dvaro. Daddy says read this book. And I don't do it. I don't say no. I don't say daddy, you're wrong. In fact, I don't do it. That's sorceress Tavarov, which is foolish. That's exactly what it says over here in Sefer HaMakna, yes?
I heard somewhere, in regards to like, all these halachas requiring like you having like, a lot of like, contradiction and stuff, that he's allowed to be mochel on it.
That's true. Of course he can be mochel on it. About it. Doesn't have to be mochel on it. No. Now, the Maharal, I don't think we have this over here, but we really should. Do we have any? Is Agoda anywhere in this?
Why wouldn't that be under the category of Shmor as opposed to Yira?
No. I meant the question. Do they have Sivir Machshava maybe? What did I find? I didn't see the Chedush of Maharal as Chedush of Agoda.
Yeah.
Might be here?
Could be underneath there, yeah.
Maybe. I don't think so. Sifrei Maharal, what is the first one? Nah, it's only his fancy sword. There's one shots they don't have. Okay, I don't think I can show it to you. I'll read it to you. This is what the Maharal says. Probably Praga, that's not another base. Ode Shlomo, lo sorceress Tvaro, yesh bichlal ze yira, she'en tzipik biyodeo, kigom, she'omer ha'av lebito, tovo lechalimi. My dear daughter, come eat with me. Im he or veres al dvar, she won't go eat with him. She's been with her husband. How he so seres dvar of gamkein? The mashi or veres al dvar of gamkein stira mikri. V'zein stira biyala yirushos acharem ala gamkein. How do you like that? Now Makos mechaber to the Maral Mepel came long before him.
That isn't that a stretch? I mean, that would be like Shmor as opposed to.
Could be, you're right. That's what they say now. At first glance, I have to tell you, I can't fool myself in this head. I thought this way. I thought that the Barami Prague was a source for our Rambam, we started the shiur with. But the Rambam says there exists a concept of Mora Habal as a strict halachic construct, right? Where did I get it from? I said to myself. Where did you get it from? I said to myself, you know where you got it from? This Gemara. Ish ima v'yaviv tiro. Right? Once she marries, she no longer is able to fulfill this. Why not? Because of the chiv of Mora Habal. So Mora Habal trumps Mora Ha'aveim. That's what I thought. It's a gzeres akosuf of Ish. When there are two commands, one coming from her father, one coming from her husband, that she has to follow her husband, and she's potter from listening to her father. And the truth is, the Pischei Tshuva sounds this way. So before I get to this, it's not going to be my maskum. So I'm telling you now. I thought this way for many years before I changed my mind. So I'm telling you what I thought. It's also, as I know, what I thought before was also something. I hope it's worth something. So let's look at the first Shimani Shulchan Aruch.
Commanding.
Yes.
is different than inviting.
100%.
And when the father says, read the book, or says, come eat with me, I don't know if you can say that that's a command.
Well, I don't know.
It's an invitation, a suggestion, whatever it is, but it's very different than a command.
Maybe. Let's take a look. Watch this. It says in Shulchan Aruch you should give some respect to your father-in-law. Okay, how much respect to your father-in-law? This is over here. L'chuyev l'char l'kemo shar z'kenen. K'kos of Hashach v'shem abach. The only required to honor your in-laws is you are honored generally. What do we say in America? Respect your elders. Now I must tell you, forgive me for getting this aside, it's not just totally aside, that respect for elders is something which is no longer as strong as it was when I was growing up. When we grew up, someone who was our parents' age was Mr. This and Mrs. That. And they say, call me Chaim. Not a chance. Not a chance. I'm proud to say that my son, one of my sons told me he had the same thing, but someone not a little younger than me, said, call me Chaim. Said, I will not. I'll call you Mr. This. Well, but that's gone. But it's reached the point that since it says over here, there is called the one opinion, respecting your in-laws. It's only like respecting the elders. So now they call the in-laws by the first names. Your father on the first name is Chaim. Chaim. Ah! I would scream louder if I could. That's no way. That is no way. And by the way, I'm not of the school that maintains, as others do, that the chiyuv of kibud av v'aim applies literally to in-laws. No, I'm saying it does not. It's only a father and a mother. But the measure of your respect that you have for your in-laws requires, at the very least, you don't call them by the first name. Like a pal. Forgive me for acting out, but you probably all have heard what I hear.
I learned a supervening lesson from my youngest daughter. It bothered her that I didn't treat my father-in-law and mother-in-law with the same respect as my mother and father, and that I would contradict them to my wife. She overheard it. And it bothered her, and I learned the lesson of Chinuch, that I have to give them the same respect, because to them, they're all grandparents.
100%. When my father would come to my house for Shabbos, he sat at the head of the table, no matter what, I would not, b'shum pon of a oifen. When my father-in-law came, no matter what, b'shum pon, there was no way I was at the head of the table. Not a chance. Not a chance. Forget it. A lesson well learned. But technically speaking, it's not kibud av v'aim. I'm the first to admit it. But at the same time, I'm not sure it's because that the respect for elders in general has gone down, because Shara's Canaan. But even if it's gone down, and I do not at all accept calling people who are your elders by their first name, I think it's inappropriate. But even if you're willing to forego that, not your in-laws, I can't, forgive me for venting. Has to be this way, is the Pesach Tshuva. Why? Midil'el Sif Yuzayim. Isha Nesua Petura. We just learned that Isha Nesua is part of the Kibbutz Avayim. We just learned it, right? We just learned that that's our sugya right now. The Imlokain. If you tell me, respecting in-laws, like respecting parents, Hoysa Chayemes. The married woman would be obligated, Rabosai, in Kibbutz Avayim. Why? Kevan shegam ba'alo chayev v'kvod aviyo shere yuchomiv ato vi what's the Yudal? Ato v'imcho chayev v'kvod avicho, right? So why does it say that ato v'ishtecho chayevim v'kvod chamicho? Teretz is kibud av a father-in-law, you see, miklar is not the same level as honoring a father or a mother. Okay? So what do you see from this Pesach Tshuva? The Pesach Tshuva is telling you that there's a concept of Kvod HaBaal, right? That's what it sounds like. Kevin Shigam Baal HaChayim Kvod HaVia, Shri Chomiv, and she's Chat, it's an impression. And I found it befarish and sorrow. There's an end of Kvod HaBaal, we've mentioned before, the Shreshav of Doraisa, the Rabbonim. It must be Doraisa, why? Because if she's Ptura, Mekibud HaVeim, based on the exerus concept of Ishkimov and Tiro, must mean that Kvod HaBaal or Mora HaBaal, whether you hold from the Mizrahi or you hold from the Gerayim, must be a Din Daraisa. However, Rabbi Osai, it seems to me that it's incorrect. And I count as my Rebbe in this, among other Svarim, a Tshuva Sefer, which I want to show you inside. When I'm saying something which is a little bit bold, I want to show you that I think it's well based in contemporary Gedolim, if we have this Sefer, we'll see soon. Yes, we do. B'tzel HaChochma. B'tzel HaChochma was written by Rabbi Bezalel Stern, who was a rabbi in Europe, who was a rabbi in Australia. He was the brother of the rabbi known in Brooklyn as the Deborah Tzina, who was Moshe Stern. Moshe Stern was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, lives in Borough Park. And I actually once had the privilege of meeting him. It was when he was talking about building an Eruv in Riverdale back in 1974 or 5, you know, a long time ago. So that was the local rabbi and said, let's go speak to the Deborah Tzina. I said, let's speak to the Deborah Tzina. It was a fascinating conversation. He has an interesting tshuva about our institution, but we're not going to go into that right now. Okay, so this is his brother, the Bezalel HaChochma. Okay, whole discussion. He should have sued kids, the father says do something, and the husband says no. But should this do a father keep it of aim? Or no? Her husband says moche. Husband says no, you're not allowed to do it. That's the shayla. Okay, this is his tshuva. That's a long tshuva. Quote the Pesach tshuva you saw. Quote the verbatim. Ela shegufteri apischa tshuva nifloi mi'enai. Lo zachisi lavinam. Lani esdaiti gamen nevet shekvot chomei v'arayis ha'mamish shekvot ave v'imo. Mikol makom shabe p'turo isha nesua mikiritz kibit avein. Why? He says, keven she'ein avein v'chiv l'malas v'son shneim. Ela milshun mitzvahs kibit ave v'bulvad. V'chovas kibit al shneim harem mutalas olav b'shaveh. It says the Kiddush, the Gureshes, the same. The Kevin Shekane, Shabbat Mahani, Svara, Shatov, Imcha, Chayov, and Bekvod Abicha, Lahak, Bekvod Abicha, fine. Masha Ein, Kirish, and Nesuah. The Tamo, Shiptura, Mikibet of Aim, Kishabalo, Ma'akev, Ayoda, Eno Mishum, Sheoleo, Lahak, Dim, Kvod, Balo, the Kvod Abicha. No. No. What are you kidding? It's before Shapasuk. Hukal Shekvod HaMokov, I can say that Kvod Baal is more than this. Ridiculous. Kvod Baal ha'elo levatne kvodam. Elo, here is the key. I hold this as emes lamita. It took me years to realize this, but I think it's 100% right. Watch this. Elo vada yishenatam b'zeh mishim she'oleh lahakten kvod baal rak mishim she'hi mishubedes lebaal emes lamita rabosai. And I believe that the Gemara's lashon she'ata v'avicha chayav b'kvod, that is to be said, lav daf b'kvod, it means shibut. V'shibut zeh mafkiya mechivet kibet aveim, kemibu le mishuchan arach, shekosav, el isha ein b'yavah asashi, mishubedes lebalo. Mishubedes. Mishubedes. And the preacher quotes, mishubedes lebalochas b'ala b'choleis. Doesn't mean it's knitting, it means taking care of the household chores and the romantic roles. Shirishus acherem olev. Don't say kvod acherem olev. He quotes the famous Abu Draham. Meshubedes lebaal shepotem zman garama. And therefore, what does it help? That baal is mechuyu bekvod avia. Who cares? Shibudo lo poka mino. He mechuyev as hasas ritzono. That's what he says, Rabbi Osai. This is very, very important. I think it's 100% right. Therefore, I want to suggest. Kavod u'mora habal is no doraita. It doesn't exist. It's at most of the rabbanon, as some say pshat and rabbim tzivu chachamim, and I frankly believe it's not even that. Ma'afkamina. The Ramah passes halacha lemaisa. There's no chiyuv of kavod or mora if the father is eino osa masa amcha. He does not. He's not. Doesn't keep the halachas based on the mafurish gemara. It's a gemara in a few places. Of a kavod of a metzia. If someone lent money with ribis and he didn't give it back and he didn't do tshuva, he's supposed to give it back normally to respect his memory after his death. But if he didn't do tshuva, you're not mechuyav in his honor. So what about a woman whose husband is or was or will be an Eino Masa Amcha? Is she b'chayav to be mechaved him? No. Does that relieve her of all her responsibilities? No. Nothing would cover it. Shibud. Shibud. If I owe someone $100 and he's a non-Eino Masa Amcha, I don't have to pay him back? What are you kidding? It's a shibud. So therefore, it seems to me it's a tremendous nafkamina. And I want to say, according to the Maharal, there's no din of Mora Habal at all. You'll tell me the Rambam said it, but Farish there is. Read the Rambam one more time. I'll give you the assignment to track down with the search engine. It's very easy. Whatever it says, Tzibu Chachamim, is that a Doraisa? Is it a Darabonim? Rabosai, it's an Eitzah Tov. It's not a Chi of Doraisa, it's not a Chi of Darabonim. It's very good advice the Chachamim are giving you. Check out the Tzibu Chachamim throughout the Rambam. I think there are 15 of them, something like that. That's what we'll see.
What English term would you use for shibud? Obligation?
Encumbered,
servitude?
Well, I don't want to use the word servitude, although the shorash of shibud is ebed. That is true. And don't use the word servitude, that's too strong. You have to provide services for. In other words, I have to provide services for my congregants. Am I an ebed to them? Well, some of you might think, yes. And some gedolim saw this that Eved la'avdei Hashem. I guess maybe I should sound that way too. But the word servitude is somehow a loaded term of today's word. Yeah. Yes, sir.
In case of ideas, like when I said that, like Machen Tzivu, and like it's like that's meant to be like an Eitzah Tov, like a good idea. What does that make someone who doesn't follow it? Like, he's not bad at it. Like,
I think it's very bad. Because he's not following Eitzah Tov Chacham. I think you have to follow Eitzah Tov Chacham.
So not all
Tzivu Chachamim are created equal. You look at I think it's 15 of them. You'll see it at a different level, but then none of them rises to a level of an absolute chiyuv d'oraisa of the rabbanon, to my knowledge. This has been a long time since we looked this up. You can come tomorrow with a search, put it on the screen, or the Tzibur Chachamim, and we'll analyze it. You can probably do it even now. I don't know how to do this thing. The Talmudim did this to me. They first started the searches, I don't know, how many years ago. And he printed out all the Tzibur Chachamim and the Rambam, and I looked at them all. There was no chiyuv d'oraisa, I didn't think chiyuv d'rabbanon. Again, to the best of my recollection. Now, fine. Good. There's much more to be said about Rashi, Sheet, and Kiddush, but I'm not going to go into this right now. Now there comes the next question. A gewaldige question. If we are correct that the fundamental principle behind the exemption of a married woman is the responsibilities to her husband. And what are they? Basically, keep shalom bias. V'drachem elyun yishuv no meshubach. Why? What about halacha yates? A man also has responsibilities. So a man should also be potter from kibbutz. I mentioned this very question yesterday. In a situation where he can't do it, so he should also be pumped from Kibbutz. Why is a ish imo b'yomftiro should apply to a ish should also be pumped, not only an isha? I found this question in print. They say the kvod horim. Yes, it's kash. I already forgot now who wrote kvod horim, but I've written down here in my maimer kvod horim that he asks this kash. I think it's a gevaldig kasha, and I think we have to analyze it for the answer to the question. On page tzadi ches again. I don't know who wrote the sefer. I'm going to give you the answer about Sai, which may surprise you. I'm not sure where he's listed. We'll try. Ma'arik is on the border between Rishonim and Achronim. If you read the beautiful introduction to the new Ma'arik of the Chon Yerushalayim, it's just on the borderline. A lot of these Mahars lived between Rishonim and Achronim. It's a beautiful, it's worthwhile reading the introduction. Why the world changed, people moved east, and then made the printing press, And why are we showing Achronim in different categories? What changed? Fascinating. But that's not our topic right now. We're going to show the Ma'arik is in Shoresh Kuf Samach Vav. Watch what he says. World famous, Rabosai. World famous. A man wants to get married. Everyone listening in this room? And his parents say no. What's the deal? A man wants to marry a woman, and the parents say, no, don't marry this woman.
Can't marry her.
You say you can't marry her, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can't go against your parents.
Okay, interesting. Okay, let's see what the Marik says.
Actually, can you?
Whoa, slow. Let's see what we say, what you say. What does the Marik say? It's more important than what either of us says, by a long shot. What did the Marik say? He says, it's critical over here. Im hi isha ha-hogenes lo, this is critical introduction. She's appropriate for him. She'ein koach bi'arav limchos bi'arav ben. He gives three reasons. The first two are not really our topic. Chodo, I feel like in Maman, Odi le'rabon and the Rabbi Yirmid, who mandam mishal'av, he passed mishal'av. What does that mean? If your father says, give me $100, you're not required to give it to him. Give away this wife. She's more than $100. Never going to listen to her. Reason number one. Reason number two. For all the car of Adama Biena, the Yoskimitsav, the Abba Divrei Torah. Chazal say, that's nothing now. You need a Isha Sheyachbotzba, but it's a Chenviano. The Chav of Isha Bala. Do anyone read Chumash and Rashi this week? Who read Chumash and Rashi this week? Still not. After all my. Don't listen to me. Chumash and Rashi.
You can't finish it in one day.
You have a week. This is last week. I'm talking about last week, not this week. Rashi says, I may have mentioned briefly on Thursday, it's worth repeating. Rashi says, Hine ba'ohel, snuahis. Rashi goes to Gemara Bava Matiya. The Malachim knew where Sarah was. So why they ask Avraham Avinu? Because the Chabav al-Bala, that's the expression. The Chabav Isha al-Bala. Did I tell you how many years they were married at the time? Today on Thursday?
Seven.
I mentioned it, didn't mention it.
You did.
59 years. So at least for 59 years, you have to make a good marriage better. At least. But we'll see. Okay? So, it's very important. So if you're going to force him to marry a girl that he doesn't want, he wants the other one, so it's not going to, the marriage is not going to work, so the mitzvah is not going to happen. This is Rabosai, the second reason. Okay. Like telling the Chal Shabbos? Okay. Now here comes the key. This is the most important part of the Marik, which we have to see. Watch this. What is the question of Mishal Ben B'Dover HaShayach Ha'av B'Gavo? Panosa Sa'av Shetzorach Gufav B'Kiyuma. Avo B'Milsa Lo Shach B'Gavei Kihocha. That doesn't affect him directly. Pshita Den Koach La'av Limchos B'Ben Lo Mishim Kovim V'Lo Mishim Moro Lo Shayach Kovim Elek Yom Machilo Mashkeo Mavisho Manilo Moro Lo Yeshiv V'Kom Lo Sosu Dvarov V'Chen Kayotzim Ezeh De Shayach La'av.
So he says,
the question is, why is this considered to be Soseris Dvarov? Why is it Soseris Dvarov? Slowly. Get an impression, you're not required to obey a parent. However, the Chazon Ish has a different take on this marriage. And I believe the Chazanish is 100% right. And listen very carefully. I have here the Lashon of Chazanish. I'll tell you where it is. It's unfortunately, it's not in Bar Ilan. Am I correct? Is that correct, though? Chazanish is not in Bar Ilan? If it is, let me know. I'll read you the Lashon. I have it in front of me. says, no. What are you talking about? Ritzona is considered to be kibud. He quotes a Tosis in Kiddushin. This is in Chazon Ish, Yerodea Siman Kuf Mem Tes, Sivkot Mches. Kiddushin. Lamed Aleph in the base. Still spinning his wheels? Okay, it's not here. Am I doing something wrong here? It's out? It's frozen?
No, it's...
spinning its wheels?
Yeah.
I don't see where the spinning is, but I'll read the toasters anyway. Yeah, what's your question?
What's it called? Regarding if a father says to like a son doesn't let Mary grow up, if I'm not mistaken, if a father tells a son what to go, but you have to be Mechallel Shabbos, then like, then you can't listen to him.
Correct.
So can't you say that he can still marry her on the basis that like he's chayav to get married and prove?
Exactly. So the answer will be about next time and someone else. There's always an answer to that question.
Yeah, but Beferi Shemara though by Rabbi Akiva and Rachel, I mean that's a pretty famous story about.
She didn't listen, right?
That's correct. She's a heroine.
100%. I'm with you all the way. But I can't show it to you, for some reason it's freezing. But he quotes a Tosfos in Kiddushin that Rab Tarfon wanted him to he should wash his feet and drink the water. And Rab Tarfon was screaming, this is insane. Then no, with Sona's Kibud. V'zeha Av wrote it, but Takonas Beno, with Stark, Shenosi Isha, Shenu Lutzona Av. Lomi and Rashar the Tarfon, V'zeha B'chal Mora, Exosurus Tvarav. That's the kash. Oh, look what he says. Iker tamo shemarik. I'm reading the words of Chazon Ish. Holy words. Sheha'av tzorich levatel ritzono b'pnei ritzon b'no b'chiyah gavra. I like to use the word, the father is making an unreasonable request. A father tells the son, run around the block all day. You are quite the list. It's an unreasonable request. Once, twice, three times, 26 miles, okay. But all day, maybe all day is once, we can't do 26 miles on a whole day. But I'm sure we could do 26 miles, just the marathon was already last week, okay? Okay, watch this. V'ein ha-bein chayav v'kibud zeh. Come on. She'ein ha-chayav liten matonos li'ovid ne ha'ov chomid chafosov afilu l'mandava mishal ben en ha-chayav zeh. What does that mean? Yom mishal ben, so the father says to the son, give me all your property. Give me your house. Give me your car. It's an unreasonable request. It's not that required to listen. That's why Rabosai, it's so critical to know when the Marik said, you don't have to listen. He said, let's go back to the Marik, because it's critical. Will I be able to get it? I'm toast ready.
Yeah,
sure. Check again? Yeah. So the key word over here, you'll see in a minute the details over here, and this is so critical. Those involved in these kinds of cases know exactly what I'm talking about. That people just have to think they're pegged wrong. Watch this. If she's Hoganislo, if she's not Hoganislo, then he absolutely does have a right to protest. And the son has to listen to his father. Let's see what kind of chachu we're talking about over here that the case of the, came to the Maverick's attention. You know, how big a tzaddik was the son over here, and that the father's objecting, that he's saying over here, you don't have to listen to your father. What's the case? Watch this. Watch this, it's important to see the actual case that we're talking about. Watch. Let's read what the Marik says. Watch. Look carefully. Look very carefully. The Kolshkein, the Ein Lo Lahaniach Yilakachas Isha Ha'agenes Lo Vayishar Abeinov Mishim Kvod Aviv Ugin De Perashti. And in this case, the woman is good for him and right in his eyes. Omna Mikoach HaShvua Shenishpal Aviv Nire She'ein Vayishar Lakachas. He spake swore. And watch this coming up. The Gameacha Shaben Nitan Me'isha Zu Ba'oda tachas bala harishin. Ooh. He wants to marry a girl and there's a suspicion that they were mezana while she was already married to her first husband. Now, if it really happened, it's usul baba, usul bo. If it didn't happen, then maybe it's a good shidduch. But the father of the boy is going to say, my tzaddikul should marry a woman of ill repute? The answer is, your son is consagrable. The ill repute is because of him. So that's the biggest problem that we have in these cases. The parents say, my son is consagrable, and this girl is a shrew. And maybe the shrew is just right for your son. Maybe it's not just a big consagrable. Think about it for a minute. We all deal with these kinds of cases. Somewhere in our lives, in our careers, we deal with these kinds of cases. But the parents have a legitimate complaint. There's a shortcoming in the girl. But what about the boy? This girl is ruining my son. If your son was such a big tzaddik, he wouldn't pick a girl. It's ruining him.
But then where does that leave us?
At the end of the day, where does that leave us? So like in any other halachic matter, you have to go to the rabbi. Everyone has to go to the rabbi. And in every case, the rabbi has to paskin, and I quote the words of the Chazon Ish one more time, quote, Tama shamarik sha'ov tzorach levat l'ritzonim nesh ritzon b'no b'chay gavna v'ena ben chaya v'kibudzeh. So of course the question becomes, which rabbi? Whose rabbi? Whose rabbi? The father's rabbi or the son's rabbi? We'll read in a few weeks. Vayom v'esav yesh li rav. Esav also has a rav. So who's rav? Esav was happened to be good to keep it up, but that's just mentioned. Who's rav? If you ask me, it's a child's rav. The child and the child. Must he obey or not? So if the father's request is reasonable, he must obey, including to break off his shidduch. Yes, if the father makes a reasonable request, the son is required to obey and break off the shidduch. If the father makes an unreasonable request, then the son is not required to break off the shidduch. But the father says, my rabbi says this, my request is reasonable. The son says, my rabbi said it's unreasonable. And you're asking me, it's on me. Questions on me, it's my chiv. You understand these things get pretty testy. Rabbi Isai, I don't want to talk about this.
Huh? These are extreme situations which come up. The day to day, you have family life, and the parents say, please do this now.
You're a married person?
Married person.
It seems to me that parents should not butt in to the lives of their married children. I gave a whole drush about it in a shul called Shari Tfila in Lawrence. Some years back, the former rabbi asked me to come speak there. And it was a whole bunch of people. It was a legal holiday. I think it was December 25th. Some years back, it probably still in their archive somewhere and on tape somewhere. Most people in Shire are in their 50s, 60s, not right that age range. We have some younger sets here, but most of them are older. And what are they doing? It's come to them all the time. I gave them two things categorically they should not get involved in. Categorically, one, don't tell your children how to name their children. I've seen too many fights. Name after my father, after my father, but my father's a bigger time than your father. And the poor kids are in the middle. Two, don't ever tell your married kids where they should go for Yom Tov. Oh, man. People keep score. But this year, and this year, and this year, and this is not only one day, 7 days. Sugar. Leave the kids alone. Leave them alone. I have, thank God, many married children. They never heard from me how to name their children. They never heard from me where to go for Yontif. They know the rules. You want to come for Yontif, you're invited. You don't want to come, go anywhere you want. So we don't, never. Their chiyuv. Here's a chiyuv. If you ask me, their primary chiyuv is shalom bayis. And therefore, I'm going to tell you a chiddush nifla. That's what I'm trying to get. In my humble opinion, the idea of ish imo ve'ovim tiro v'lo isha sh'rishus acherem aleha is referring to, as we said before, not an inyan of kovah, it's an inyan of shibud. If she's meshubedes lebala, then she's relieved of responsibilities towards her parents. It all depends on the nature of those responsibilities to her husband, as understood in her time, place, and group. The time is 2014. The place, we'll say, is New York. But the group, there can be different expectations by chassidim, by sfardim, by yeshivishes, by medernishes, by everywhere you go. They're different. It's all contextual, in my opinion. That's how I understand. That's what I want to say of the word. The Chazon Ish said it misvara. In my humble opinion, the makom of the Chazon Ish, that he's required to be mevatel his rosin, is this pasuk. Ish imo v'yoviv tiro, v'lo isha sh'rishus acherem aleha. Such a gzeres because of b'alma. It means the father has to be mevatel his rosin, otherwise he's stirring his daughter, shalom bayis. Hold on. And if today's world, which is more modern than the world was yesteryear, as we saw yesterday in Shir, the idea of Emas Baalag Mar Pesachim Nafkuf Chesam and Aleph no longer applies, because Bizman has a Nosh Pesachim Nafkuf and Chashuvus, and the Bichayim and the Seba, but for the Rav Yah. So therefore, it seems to me that there can be a case with exactly the opposite, the Kvod Horem is the Kasha. So it shouldn't be limited to a woman, it applies to a man as well. Enoch Inami! Just that in the society that the Torah is describing, it was more likely that the woman is the one who's going to have shalom bayis problems. She has to take care of her father, and the man likely won't have those problems. However, Rabbi Osai, the same way as the man is obligated to mevatel his rosin to his son, should marry the woman of his choice. Kal v'chomer, once the man married his wife, that the father has no business butting in and making a war between between his son and the wife of his choice from 10 years ago, or 5 years ago, whatever many years ago. It's a kal v'chomer. You can't butt in to prevent them from marrying her, as Marik says. It's a kal v'chomer. They're already married, they have 3 kids, and they got to make a divorce? Or chassan l'shalom bayis? No. No. It's not as low, there is a cause of only by an isha. It means from ish, lo ish, and nesua means he's required to be mevatel his rotzen, and you're not required to listen to him in such a circumstances, whether you're male or female. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But really, I think that has to be tempered on the other hand with the reality of younger marriages where parents are paying the full shot.
Don't you ever try to control your parents, their children's life at the purse strings.
It's not a question of control with the purse strings. You know, in other words, you know, I don't think young couples who are financially dependent on their parents have complete freedom to ignore their parents.
No one has freedom to ignore their parents. Nobody. Can be a millionaire, they can be poor, but you have no right to ignore your parents. At the same time, parents should not be saying things and doing things which are going to destroy the shalom bayis of their children. Finished. Okay. The kids are nimrits. The case of the Marik, he said, presumably the person says, the father is saying, this is not appropriate shidduch for my son. My son's a tzaddik. This woman is a. What do you mean? It was isha hogenes lo. The key word is lo. Not isha hogenes. Hogenes lo. This troublenik that he was playing with somebody else's wife, whatever he did or didn't do, and now they want to get married. Oh, but he's a big. This can be a tzaddik. As long as it's a Torah written by Shemsota, it's a good shidduch. Yes.
Yeah, can we assume that, like in cases where where the son would be like in the case where the father's not allowed to tell the son like what, you can't marry her. Like obviously, like if he's marrying like an non-religious girl, you can assume that they're gonna do like bad stuff with like family.
Listen, there are many cases in which I'm the first to admit it, where the father's objection is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
And
if the son comes to a responsible rabbi and says, I want to marry this girl, my father said no. Why did he say no? Hey, you know, you pick this example you gave, she doesn't dress properly, she hangs out in bars at night, but I think she's a good girl. I'll make a bet. The father's right. You crazy? Marriage is a Kiruv campaign. And it does say after you Kiruv your husband and wife, but not that kind of Kiruv. So the father's right to say no. Came to me as a rabbi, I'd say, the father's right. You gotta break it up. But that's not kind of a case. Came near earlier, boss, which took a little bit more time than I expected to talk about this topic. But, you know, Rashi in next week's set is going to talk about Kibbutz Avayim versus Talmud Torah. So maybe you remind me, not this. Oh, I'm going to be away that day. Next Thursday, I'll be away. So maybe this Thursday, if you're on, I'll give it an advance on Rashi to follow this parasha, but long Rashi about Kibbutz Avayim versus Talmud Torah. I have something to say about that also, which ties into this directly. But for the moment, we've spent almost an hour on this topic already. Let us open the wrong service for everyone, say finally, long rest. For those who were in the yesterday, we did many of these sugars based on the Torah Sushan of Ksubas Lama Tessim and Aleph, so it wasn't totally out of sugars, even though it's primarily the Sefer Kiddush. Okay, let's now return. Yes? Try to get a little bit of a tarot. I know there's only one sheet throughout, and the attack appeared, and there are two different sheets. I think there's really one sheet fundamentally, that the woman is Mishubedes Labala. That's why she's part of Kibbutz Avayim. You know, one more story I have to tell you. When I said, over this Tosis once, many years ago in the Shir, I said, look, the Lashna that we saw our Moshe's Lashna yesterday, that the woman has to be right near her husband for any need. And I told you now that the cell phones, that obligation is significantly mitigated, in my opinion. But the simple Peshat Tosis, she's not there. And why is she not there? Because in the olden days, she would she would move into her husband's house, and he didn't live near his parents because that's where the homestead was. They lived on the farm. So I was discussing this question of whether the father is not working on a farm anymore, and the son has a choice of living near his parents or her parents. So at first glance, his parents are a priority. So Balabas was now Zichron, the Rav comes to me and says, wait a minute, did I hear Rabbi say properly? Did I hear you correctly? That it's really appropriate for a boy to live near his parents, unless there's a farming consideration, if they can get a job in both places. I said, that's what I said. Well, I have a son who lives in California near her parents. Can you please pass him? They should move to the East Coast based on his son. I said, look, you have two sons. One lives near you. One lives not near his parents. He's a very good son. Let it be. Don't turn this rock over. Because he has comfortable out there, he has a parnas out there, his in-laws helped him out there, it's not a farm, but FLP can't uproot his whole life at this point, at this stage, because you want to live next to you. I'm not going to pass it that way. And that story really happened. Yeah?
Might we argue that the concept of Shiva makes it the Puya, not a Utra like Shabbos?
It's certainly possible. Rabbosai, we now come to a Gemara, the first line of today's Maram Lekomis. Took me this long to get here, I'm so sorry. Which is a Gemara that Kuf Zayin Amadam. Let's go there, Kuf Zayin Amadam. Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. It says, Poskin Mizonos La'eshes Ish. This is the opinion of Rav. Rashi. A man went to China, he has a bank account, you go into the bank account, and you take the money out for the support of his wife. ושמול אמה אין פוסק כמזון זה שסיש, לא. אמה שמול, מודה לי אבא, רב, בשלושה חדושים הראשונים, כפי שאין אדם מניח בייס הרקה. Okay, he probably left 3 months of support. Probably this. We're not going to go take money out of his bank account right now. Vishasham Moshe Mace, who remember he died in China, Kulamalo Pligi, Zot Rashi. The Polskin, then we go into his bank account, now that he died, and take the money out to give to his wife. Maybe now it's Almana. Ki Pligi Vishasham Moshe Mace. Rabbi Polskin, why? Dabi Shubidla! What do you mean? It's an ongoing obligation of support, and we just go into his bank account and take it out. Remember the one Ayin Zayin? Asha Tichvena Begufo, Tichvena Bemamono. Remember that? Ushmul Amar, Ein Poskin. Why? This is problematic. Why not? My time, as a Machlokes with the Shmul. Rav Zvin Amar, Ein Matsrori Atvisa, Rashi. Tsrori is Ksofim, Nostin Bildavil. He already paid him. He gave her the money. He gave her piles of silver to buy for her bizonas for the foreseeable future. Rav Papa Amar, Chayshinen Shema Omala, Tzi'i Masa Yodayach Umzono Saich. Critical Rashi we saw once before. V'kibla Oleho. So Machlokes Gedolei HaPoskim, can you tell her Tzi'i Masa Yodayach? If she has enough to live on, yes or no? So Rashi implies, no, Kibla Oleho. So you didn't have enough, we'll see soon. My Benayah, last time in the Sukkah. Ike benayu, gedola v'lo sofka. Rashi, gedola real is that piece of mouse, v'lo sofka mezonas v'mas yodeo, shen shnei batzoris, or shen a balas malach. V'tzrari, ike lemechash. V'tzi mais yodeach, v'tzon osay, ike lemechash, tekev v'lo sofka, lo kim lo leo. She's not crazy. She's not going to say, I'll live on my own earnings. She knows her earnings not enough to live on. With me so far? Now I got the last four words. Inami, Kitana v'safka. What does that mean? Kitana v'balas malacha v'ashanu kitikuna. True, she's young, but she has a lot of earning power. V'safka. She makes enough money. What does that mean? Lirav zvid poskin. Lo avinish matmas tshor l'ktana. No one gives a tshor, she has the money to a kid under the age of 12. Lirav papa ain't poskin. Why? Tikal emeimar. Tzi'i mas yadayach l'mzon asayach amala. Because she accepted it. Okay, will it be so far? Great. So now is a tremendous machlokas that we've shown him on this particular gemara. Tremendous machlokas. She comes to Bezdin, and she has earning power, enough what we call the five sloyim, that she can normally mix. And she walks to Bezdin, now give me my mizonos! Husband's in China. Where's your five sloyim? It's in my pocket. What would you say? Could we attach its bank account and take out whatever she needs from mizonos, or not? Tosha says, the Torah gave up Hashta lo sofka. She doesn't have enough to support herself now. She can't make the five sloim. But obviously, if she has five sloim, why in heaven's name should we go into his bank account? Just tell her, take out your five sloim and support yourself. That's what Tosha seems to say. Arguably, that is the most logical interpretation of the sukkah. The Ran, it's a Ran of the Marama Kompas from way back. Son of Bez Amad Bez, in the old print, Rabbi Osai. You recognize we went through this before. It's Kuf Pei Vav and Zion in the new print. We actually read through the whole thing before. Let's talk to see it again. Okay. Have you Odea? Everyone see it? It's page Kuf Pei Vav, the last part of the page, and if it's Samach Beis and Beis, the heavy, big bold print. Mashka Sada Nechshe Beis and Polskin Mezonos Eishes Ish Ein Mechashin Al Masi Odeo Can I do the Balmana? The Bryce of the Kimbu Bez in the Pascal Masha Pascal Pascal Mugala Shmuel Bigamar Shamash Mes. The Perusha Kamash Gosab, the Shane Bez and the Hash and Almasi Odeh, and the Shmuel and the Shmuel Rach. Not the Balmana. That's the Ramba. And Bez and the Hash and the Masi Odeh Almana, Shapos and the Mazonis. La Wasasa, if see the way Yosha, too bad. Too bad. The Riff is the same thing, children of the Riff. Why? Because post comes on to Isha. Ven choshen tzimas adam zon asayich. Bein bo ayoresh imotz etz a klum. Imas yedeh, no klum. Amal ein lechash of imo, masha omar. Adka. Next page by Yosef Kufay Zayin. Af al pishet das ovos ha'olam kein. Divrei teimahein. Shekeva shichayeves b'mas yodeh lebaal o liyorshim lomo yevchashu bezn alav shichashu lav mezonos. What's going on over here? They shouldn't give her, they shouldn't let her go into his bank account. Take into account how much her mas yodeh is. Aiva horayah sheviyu midarmine nami k'tana v'sofka ina machras, klal. The dilmak sh'omolo sofka v'yachshav lo sofka. That's what Tosa said. Now she doesn't have enough money. She has enough money now. What kind of business is this? Why should we give her the full range of Amazonas? Let her use her earnings to pay for it. Despite that fact that the Ryan says this, Tosa, the Ram disagrees. As we saw quoted partially over here in the Ryan, he quoted Perek Yudches, Halacha Chav Beis. That's the case of Almona. But this is exactly the same thing. If you look in the back, since we're here already, aren't we in Rambam already? Tesvav, Gimel. Can I get out the links, go back a parak? Does that work for me? Let me try this. I'm still frozen. Not working. Not even the links. No. Some of it froze. But you have, many of you have the Ein Mishpat Amoleh? Oh, I have a Shulchan Aruch. The same thing. So, well, let's take a look in. Since more of you have Shulchan Aruch, we'll look there. Simon Ayin. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch of Simon Ayin. So again, if you have an Ein Mishpat, you look there. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, look in there. Halacha Sifhei, Mishalach Lemdina Sayam, Uboishto Lebezdin Etvo Amazonos. First 3 months, we don't give. Mikan Ve'elech, post Amazonos. We give it to him. We give it to him. Finished. We give it to him. Now wait a second. What about Masi Odeh? Says the Mechaber later on. Ve'ein mechashrin imo Masi Odeh at sheyavu bala. Im mota sh'osara elu shalom. Where's it come from? Look at the Chalkas v'chokekov. L'shon Arama. Yudbeis Tezayim. Kosev Aran. Shedato shimbo abal v'lo mota shimzovim imasi Odeh hifzit. Aran tomal devorov. I mean, the Russian says the same thing. Look what he says. You can see yourself inside your Gimel Sifei. Let's see it here. Those that don't have a Shulchan Aruch, look in Rosh Perek Gimel Sifei. Towards the end. Shebez din poskin l'mazonos v'takin t'chila im yaspik l'mas yadeh mashiach sal poskin l'm v'kenegin mas yadeh ain poskin l'm. The Rosh and the Ran are against the Rambam. And if you read the Lashon of the Rosh itself in Perek Yud Gimel Simen Hei, everyone should have asked, please look to the back. He adds one more line, which is, I think, important for you to see. He quotes the Rambam, because he doesn't understand. The lo mistaber klal. Shadava Roy, the last line of Siman Hey, Perek Yud Gimel, the Rosh. Shenifroi Minifse Adar Shlabafadav, you're attaching someone's bank account, not in his presence. Sheshta Hapich Beschuso, hold the Grava Didei Mavsido. You're going to cause him a loss. What? You raise the possibility that she's holding on to a Mas Yadayim, and she should be using those Mas Yadayim to support herself. I can take money out of his bank account. Gavalt, what's the this Rambam? Pilei Ploim. The Teretz Rabos is given in the Sefer called the Hamek Shela. Can I get that out? I don't think so. It's Shiltus on Bar Ilan? I don't think so. It's in Simon Samachs of Kotten Hay. Shiltus Samachs of Kotten Hay. So as follows, something fascinating. According to the Rambam, oh, I can't get that either. The Rambam writes that a person, we had this on the old Maravakoma, so I'm just sorry I can't. Are you going to do it for me? I'd like to show you things inside, but if I can't, I can't. I don't know what happened over here. Oh, wait, you can see in the Beis Shmuel. You don't need to run, forget it. The Beis Shmuel quotes it. Simon Samach Tes. We saw this about weeks ago already. Simon Samach Tes. Siv Cotton Dalit. Is, you know what? This is Mar Mechomis, sheet number 4, from the 7. As I said at the beginning of the year, this hopefully will be the last of the 3 1/4 sheets that are this topic of Chiyuvim Baal V'Yishtabat B'Zel Hazeh. This goes back to Samach Tas, Sivkot and Dalit, in Beis Shmuel. It says in the Ramo. Avol yochol lomar tzi mas yodachim zon osayich umashil eno maspik ashalem lecha or ashlem lecha, ashlem lech. And certainly if it's enough, she can say, who says so? The Ran, Rabosai. Let's take a look at the Ran. Tells you where to look at it. Lamed aleph med beis mitapi arif. Not perik hadar. Marshall had corrected. Perik hamada. What does yours say? Hadar still?
I have the same as
yours. Well, everyone says it's a perik hadar, it's an eruvin, gentlemen. It's a typo, it's perik hamadir. They corrected it for Baruch Hashem in this edition. We saw this round before, we'll see it again. It's called Laman Aleph Amud Beis in the old print. And we'll see it in the new print. It's over here on page Tzadi Aleph, the old Maramakomas weeks ago. Me'o mashma, da'fil ravuna di'oma mazoni yikar, yochol ha'omala b'shastavka. You can say Tzi Mas Yadak Muzon Osayach. Yes, you can say it. She has enough to live on. You're able to say it. So writes the Ran. The Ran just quotes it over here. That's very, very nice. That's very, very nice. Beautiful. The Ran says so. Terrific. The Ran quotes it. Terrific. Let's go a little bit further. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says you can't do it. Take a look again over here in the Beis Shmuel. Siman Samach Tes, Sitkot and Dalit. Hainel Bal Korcha, Kamo Shia Beres Ein Nizonis. Ufizah Masha Kosev, Siman Ayin Sit Tes. Baal Sh'oma Kli Masam Zon Seh Vashoska. The Mashma Di Yechol Olimchos, Ayrik Shlom Aspikla. Zohar Tachetos Mechok in Shom Sitkla Kon Lama Gimel. Abalo Mashma Kein Barakba Perkid Beis Alokha Chof, Atursha. The cause was she lo rotsa her lo tovo o lo ma et mas yo de mas piklo mas de mas cause yo lo tovo and I feel the mas piklo and it's really how bal in yo lo ma bal come to mas am to say and that's Rashi we just saw today so the kiblo there and the more I go so she name Rashi and then for gam kain in yo lo ma bal kor khot mas to lo karan against the ramah says the Heligan Tziv in his Hamek Shelo. This is the same Shail over here when the husband is not around. How does he explain the Tziv? Because he explains his thoughts. Like this. If the husband can say, if he's here, see Mas Yadarim Zonosayach, which is what the Ran says, then so will Bezin say in his absence. Bezin in his absence will say, well, make another claim he could have made. He could have said to E, you should support yourself with your own earnings, so Bezdin will tell the same thing. That's exactly what the Ran said, what the Rosh said. However, according to the Rambam, that he can't say if he'd be here, he can't say to eat. No, you can't. You can't. Therefore, on both sides, according to the Rambam, he has to give her mezuzos. Masya dying, yeah, it's a separate cheshbon. You come back from China and you find that she has earnings, you'll be able to get it. Beautiful, 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 that's it. This leads us, Rabbi Osai, to our next Maramok. Kuf Yudabadav. You'll see later how we get here. Very, very important. Kuf Yudabadav, SCC Gemara. Watch this. The mission says, Shnayim, second mission. Shnayim shotziu shtachov ze al ze. Adnan omer ilu hayisi chayev lecha, keitza natalo vimimeni. And therefore what? Shimon can say to Reuven, if I owed you the money, why'd you lend me money? Should have asked you for your money back. So this is one of the stories of the suspect. Chacham omer, ze gove shtachov ve ze gove shtachov. Each one collects. Says no, Itmar. Shnayim shotziu shtachov ze al ze. Rav Nachman amar ze gove ve ze gove. Rav Shesh amar hafuchi matarta lomeli. We heard once before. Rashi. Hanose shnei marzufin shalor umasan shove. Ma yisro no lehapach ze shemin the smaller shall smaller yemin. You know, sometimes if you walk in the airport and you have one heavy one and one light one, so after a while you switch hands, you know, because your right hand can hold the heavy one. But here they're way to send them out. What are you switching? I'll give you $100, give me $100. It's ridiculous. Why bother? Hello? Zeh Omer Mishalom? Zeh Omer Mishalom? Each one holds on to his own. Well, it says the Kuli Alma, that's some details now. Edis, Edis, Benis, Benis, Ziburis, Ziburis, Vali, Afucha, Matata, you're wasting your time. Just leave it the way it is. One has Benis, one has Ziburis. And the whole detailed question, but Shalom Shaman, we're not going into that part. So the Gemara, in discussing this idea, says as follows. The Gemara says, again, going to the into the back and forth, just the bottom line of the sugya. The Kodim Tavik, Sov Sov Ki Asu, the Migvi Bahadi Hadadi Ka'asu. Rashi, Shereshneh Motziu Shtarosein Bebez at the same time. You get an impression in such a case that just leave things well. It's a wash. Leave everything the way it is. So it appear from this Gemara. Taisus. Sov Sov Ki Asu, the Migvi Bahadi Hadadi Ka'asu. Afal gab din this cock in the tovea tchila. Hey, this leif seda. Excuse me, I can't read it wrong. Hey, leif seda ain't this cock in the mucha chasam, but for kama men vav, tamak on the zili nifse. What does that mean? This cock in the tovea tchila implies that first rights go to the plaintiff. You take care of him first, he collects, and then afterwards, you worry about the other side. That's a, I can't show the Gemara, but we're unable to access anything this morning.
Maybe, really, maybe.
Never yet. Let's see, we're back on. Let's see.
Ready, I suppose, browse on. Okay, yeah.
We're on that?
Yeah,
maybe. But we're coming, let's see. Hey, we're back on. Hey! Refuah Shalema. The Gemara Baba Kama, Rav Osai, can be found over here. Tosfos quotes the Baba Kama. Let's see it in the inside. It's also good to see. Not so fast. Okay. So the Gemara Baba Kama. Okay. We'll match. I'll read the Baba Kama. Baba Kama says over here on that Mem Vav Omid base. What does that mean? The Tovek gets the money, and then you worry about the counterclaim. That's the case in the Gemara. That's how we learn Pshat in the Gemara. By the way, let me read you from a beautiful sefer, the Mishnah Saksuba. This, by the way, because the rest of the shiur is going to be taken from the sefer, probably tomorrow's shiur, which will be Skyped in, Mr. Shem, will also come from the sefer, I believe. I can find out where I am. I think it's Siman Yud Aleph. Yeah. This Gemara that we just saw, this Kach and the Tovei Atchila, there were two other interpretations that are fascinating. Yeah. Tosin Sanhedrin Upsha, this Kach and the Tovei Atchila, all it means is you hear his claims first before the Nitzvah. Rabosai, and our best, we do this all the time. The plaintiff speaks first. Not the way Tosin learned over here. The plaintiff collects first, and then you have a counterclaim later on. No, he speaks first. That's what Tosin is about. Oh, came on. Minayin shen itzkona la tovei tchila shenema, v'lavrami yashaleyam, yagash rov aleyam. That's what it says over here. That's what it says over here. But what does Rashi say? It's obviously very slow, doesn't it? Forget it. Rabbeinu Ephraim on the Rif is an upshot from Haigon. Catch this now. Marisha nitra shoma me'reyavu makiro shesh tovea tanas alov. Who wrote to the virus at double bebezin? Nope. No complaint. We're not going to give an answer. What do you call this? Declarative judgment. You're a lawyer. You affirm that term? I want a declarative judgment. No. Has to be a complaint. Bez not going to say, should this guy summon you to court for this claim, you don't have to pay. We don't do that. You need this covenant to a bed. That's has to be a plaintiff. That's to be a complainant. Those are two other chapters. It has nothing to do with our chapter. Just want to point it out, agav to you. Okay? Fine. But here on both sides, we should say as follows. Let him pay the mizonos, and afterwards, let him claim Masir Dayim. However, this rule has its limitations, which may be subject to dispute, and it's a critical legalistic dispute, so the lawyer should have fun with this. The Shulta Giborim, I'd love to show you this again, the Shulta Giborim of Bakama has the following. This is true with the two separate claims. Avoksha Nitra Toveya, Dover Haroy Lipiron Shtaro. What does he say? Quote, Ata chayav li kach v'kach matbeh b'mokam acher. If he's saying, your shtar is paid. In other words, Reuven is coming against Shimon, and Shimon has a counterclaim. If Shimon's counterclaim is, you, Reuven, are holding on to $100 of mine in your drawer, that's not a new claim. That's a counterclaim that I already paid you. So you can't say, no. I'll pay $100 for the shtar, and then we'll go look in your drawer. It doesn't work that way. Because he's saying, you have money by you. The contrast case is the case of the sugya. We're talking about an object, we're talking about karka, where I'm not saying that the $100 that you're claiming for me in the shtar, you have already $100 in your drawer. No. That then we'd have to say it's a wash. I'm saying you have some object of mine, or some land of mine, or some whatever it is of mine, or valuables of mine. That's a different story. That's a separate claim. So then we say, first you collect, and then what about the second claim? This is the Shulta Gibor distinction. But what did he mean? And both of them are the Ketzos, and the Nesimus, and Simen Chavdalas and Kotten Al. The Ketzos is as follows. A distinction between money and objects. Because you see, a person who borrows money, who owes money, is required to pay cash. You borrow $100, give me $100. I'll give you $100 worth of cookies. No! I don't want cookies, I want cash. It's like the calf party at the end of the year. We won't go into that right now. So, I want cash. So the Ketzos says, if you come to the shul, you're $100. Okay? And I say, very nice, you say you're $100, but we should make a wash because you have an object which belongs to me. Leave out objects. Cash. I have a document. I want cash. So if you say you have cash in your drawer, okay, I'll give you cash. If you have an object, that's not a payment. That's a different claim. Give me $100 in cash. Meanwhile, I never worry about it. That's a Tzolson's shot in the Shulta Gibor. So the Malva collects first. Then the Sivis, Rebbe Osai, quotes our Tzolson, says, I can't show you. Kuf Yudim and Aleph. So, give a look. What's our Tzolson? Ava Gavin is called the Tovei Tchila. Heichad Yisle Pseida Ein is cooking. Was going to cause a loss, then not. So he learns as follows. If Rabbi Osai, I, the defendant, say, I'm paying up the document. How? Whether with cash, whether with an object, whether with the real estate. If I say I'm paying up the obligation, I win. You can't collect me first. But if I say, you want $100? Very nice. I'm asking you a counter, a different claim. You have an object of mine, $100. I'm not saying I want to pay up the debt. And I start a new case against you that you cannot do. This is in Simen Chav Dalar, Moshe Sifkotten, Aleph. But in Simen Ayin Hey, just don't talk very quickly, I only have another 3 minutes. Sifkotten Hey, it so says that the Malva collects his chov, even though there's a counterclaim of a certain amount of an object that the Malva was holding that he maybe did a certain pshia in, and maybe there's to be an offset. We don't know how much that object was worth. No? For the following reason, Rebbe said. This is what it so says. The Lova knows for sure he owes the Malva $100. That's for sure. That's a fact. The Malva is not sure how much he owes the Lova because he was proshan his object. That's what's called Eini Yodea Em Nischayavti. I, the Malva, am not sure if I owe you money, because I don't know how much the object is worth. The general principle is Eini Yodea Em Nischayavti is Potter. Eini Yodea Em Praticha is Chayav. And that's also, that's in the Marba Bakama, you can see that in the Sefer Ksubis as well. Ksubis is everything is here. Ksubis has everything, almost everything. Take a look over here. Yud Bezim and Bezim Ksubis. Yud Bezim and Bezim Ksubis. It the money beyond Kabalom any odeya. I don't know. We paskin potter any odeya mischayafti. Take a look at the Tosis, Mother Biotko. Peter and Yodea, he'll be signing me all. I'll be signing me any Yodea Praticha. Tana, the Chayat, the Mishnah. Here's the thing I want to bring out. So the Lobe is Chayat for sure. And the Malva says, any Yodea is Chayafti. So therefore, the Malva collects and they worry about the counter obligation later on. So writes the Tzos and Simon Ayin Hey, Siv Koton Hey. The deceiver says, and I quote, Kevan the halove toan yeshli biotcha, o says zos le piron, ve eno bichlal zego veber zego bichlal. This comes very, very important. Very important. Why am I so concerned with this thing? It's an arcane point in the Choshen Mishpat. No. What will happen? A bori and a shema. The Bari is Chayef the Mizonos. The Shema is the Masi Adayim. So the Mishnah Taksuba has in the Sivas will admit to the Tzos. He has to pay the Mizonos. And the Shema Masi Adayim is a separate Shmuz. And therefore you would be able to collect the Mizonos and deal with the Masi Adayim later. Both said we're halfway through this discussion. But you understand where it's coming from. You know why I'm so concerned about this? My prenup. Even my agenda up front, transparency. The prenup, he has an obligation for sure. Or she'll claim excuse me, he's obligated for sure. He'll count the claim. But maybe it's Masiyah dying, maybe she's chayav, maybe she's not chayav. The whole book we spoke about it 2 weeks ago. So how do you deal with that? We already spoke about it once before. This is relevant. Tomorrow we'll discuss the war on the Skype ship from Chicago, the Siyata Dishmaya, and then we'll go into the Nunya. We'll go into my other comments.